Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are with M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a smartphone, tablet, desktop, or laptop. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsilians@gmail.com. Here we are. We're in the holiday season. Whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, or whatever other holiday that you celebrate at this time of year, I have a series of podcasts that are going to help you. Today's podcast is something that I got from SafeWise. It's a website with a bunch of different articles having to do with life and home and health and whatnot. And then also there's a mention in here from Forbes magazine on the topic today. I wanted to talk to you about cyber shopping. I don't know about you, but I find myself doing a lot more of my shopping online rather than going into the stores. Because here with the age of the internet, products can be had just about anywhere, all over the world, can be shipped right to your door. And now, this time of year, it's especially relevant because we just had Cyber Monday a couple weeks ago. Christmas is ramping up here. Amazon is doing their free shipping. Walmart is doing free shipping. Target's doing free shipping. Everybody seems to be doing free shipping in order to get you to come to their website and purchase products for your holidays. Now, according to Forbes magazine, cyber attacks will jump by 60% this holiday season. More and more people are finding themselves staying in their warm and cozy homes during the Christmas shopping online rather than fight the crowds and weather. SafeWise, the blog that I got this from, has some tips, and I'm only going to share a couple of the tips. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click in the lower right-hand corner for the Let's Talk Insurance. It should bring you to the blog post for today. I want you to go ahead and read the Forbes magazine article, but I also want you to go to SafeWise and look at the rest of the tips on being safe while doing shopping online. The first tip that they have here is choose credit cards when possible. Debit cards are tied to your bank account, and if that gets compromised, you could be in some serious financial trouble. Credit cards offer more protection and less liability on average than your bank card. I have to believe this is true. With a debit card, if somebody gets access to your debit card, and wipes out your entire bank account, you're in some serious trouble, especially if you don't balance your checkbook on a daily basis or every couple days. It may be a period of time before you find out that your debit card had been compromised. When it comes to your credit card's not connected to your bank account, therefore there's little that you need to worry about in the way of your finances and whatnot, because your entire bank balance isn't attached to your credit card. At least I hope it's not. So certainly, whenever possible, choose credit cards. Make sure that if you don't balance, especially this time of year, if you don't balance your bank account every day, at least do it every other day, just to keep an eye on your transactions. Set up fraud alerts if you're able to. I know that my bank has it, where they will give me a call or they will text me if they happen to see some potential fraudulent activity. I know I had that last year. Somebody down in Texas was trying to, what was it? They were trying to like buy a set of tires or doing something odd down in Texas. And immediately I got a call from my bank saying, "Is this you?" And obviously it wasn't me. So we were able to get that quashed. And again, I checked my bank balance on my bank account and balanced my checkbook at least every day, every other day. I never go more than a few days without checking it, just for that purpose. I've had my credit card stolen before. Don't want to let that happen again, so I'm trying to be vigilant with that. The next tip we have for you is shop secure sites only. Easiest way to check and see if a site is secure is to look for the S at the beginning of the web address, so it would be HTTPS. Or sometimes, depending on whatever browser you're using, you'll see a green lock symbol up in the address bar, and that lets you know that it is a secure site. You know, you got to be wary of a lot of sites out on the internet, you know, that aren't secure because your credit card or your debit card can be compromised. In those cases, if you're able to, I would suggest using PayPal or Venmo or one of the other payment sites that you can use to get some additional layers of protection. I know I've had one or two sites that I wanted to get Christmas gifts from. They were kind of sketchy. It did have the green lock in it, but still I wanted to be safe. So I went ahead and paid through PayPal instead of giving them my credit card or debit card information. PayPal is great because, again, you have an additional layer of protection. You got the PayPal, then you got your credit or debit card protections below that in case something were to happen. So certainly, again, shop secure sites whenever possible. The next tip we have for you is update your software. Make sure your operating system is up to date, as well as your virus protection software. Making sure that your operating system is up to date, making sure that you have all the security patches. I know as of late, Microsoft has had some security patches for their operating system. And then again, make sure that you have virus protection. If you don't have it, you definitely need it. There are a few free virus protection programs out there. AVG is one of them. So certainly check that out. I think it's like free.avg.com is where you can get the free version. If you go on Amazon, you can get like an annual subscription for $20 or something like that. Highly recommend getting some sort of virus protection on your computer, as well as a malware fighter if you can swing that as well to help with any malware that might show up on your system. The next tip that they have here is outsmart email scams. Be wary of emails from your financial institutions or credit card companies claiming that your account has been compromised. Call the bank or the credit card issuer to verify the problem exists, and never click on the links within the emails or enter any personal information. I've been getting them quite regularly, one or two a week, from various banks or financial institutions claiming that my account has been compromised. The only issue is number one, I don't have an account to a particular financial institution, and a lot of the return addresses for the email are not from the financial institution or the bank or the credit card company. It's usually XXXYZZZZZJJJJJ@ some obscure website.com. So make sure that you are very wary of emails claiming that your account's been compromised, it's been locked down, and that you need to click on such and such a link to restore your account. Be very wary of that. Again, if you get an email like that, Certainly, you need to call your financial institution and get the information directly from them rather than clicking on a link in an email. Finally, the last tip that I want to share with you. Again, I'm only sharing a few tips from SafeWise. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side. Click on the Let's Talk Insurance section. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with access to the Forbes article talking about cyber shopping and also SafeWise with some additional tips on being safe shopping online. Last tip we have for you is beef up your passwords. Passwords should be a combination of letters, numbers, and symbols. If you need to, use a password generator to develop potentially hack-resistant passwords. I just had yesterday, I got an email that my network Netflix email address had been changed. And they said you can no longer use this particular email address. If you did not initiate this change, then you need to get hold of Netflix. So I called Netflix and found out that, yeah, somebody had hacked into our account and changed the email and password. So through it took like 5 minutes to get my account locked down, and we were able to go in there and change the email address back and then update the password to something that was a little bit more hack resistant. So they recommend that you don't use words or numbers that are in succession. So don't use ABCD 12345. Don't use words per se. If you're going to use a word, try to substitute letters for numbers. So like heat, you might want to do H3AT or one or like loan and do 1, 0, and 3. Just a mixture of the letters, symbols, and numbers to make your password a bit more secure. Again, I want you to go to SafeWise and read the additional tips that I have for shopping online safely. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week.